An investigation is underway after grade 12 mathematics examination paper was leaked to learners in Giani in Limpopo. The Department of Basic Education said it was shocked and disappointed by the incident. Elijah Mashlanga is the spokesman of the Minister of Basic Education. Elijah, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us. When did you become aware of the fact that the maths exam paper had been leaked?
We became aware of it on Monday after, in fact, during the writing, our invigilator picked up something and followed up and stumbled upon information that some learners had seen the paper before it was written. Basically, what happened was that one of the learners, 15 minutes before the end of the paper, he requested to go to the bathroom, and the invigilator had to accompany him there. On the way there, he made remarks that shocked the invigilator. And also at the end of that paper, there was some excitement among the learners there, which attracted the attention of the invigilator. And when they probed further, they established that those learners were celebrating the fact that things had gone according to plan. And of course, we are now conducting further investigation to establish exactly how many schools.
This is obviously a serious issue, but in light of the Department of Education, how do you view this?
No, we view it in a serious light because it shows that we still have people in the system who are hell-bent on undermining the examinations and tarnishing its image. And that is a problem because we do arrange the security system in a manner that it doesn't have any gaps. But of course, with people working in the system, they know what to do to undermine it. And in this case, what happened was that someone photographed out the question paper, took photo images of all the pages, and transmitted that via WhatsApp on the phone. And the learners started sharing that. But what we are trying to do now is to find out to who did this, the originator of the material.
While obviously that would be a process to gain the information as to who did it and who was behind this, is there any estimation as to how many learners had access to the leaked paper?
That's what we spend the day trying to establish today, because we want to decide on the next course of action now, and for us to do that, we would need to determine how many learners were involved from how many schools. So we are busy with that. We believe that by tomorrow we'll be able to know, because our team worked very hard today interviewing various people to get to the bottom of this matter.
What happens now with regards to the learners who were involved in the cheating?
Well, they continue to write, because we cannot take away their right to continue with the examination on the basis of allegations. We need to wait until such time that there's a ruling, and we then decide on appropriate action. But for now, we continue with the investigation while we allow them to continue with the examination until such time that the Hawks have given us sufficient information that can be used in court. We will allow them to proceed with the exam.
There was some sort of incident in the same light last year, and we spoke about that with yourself, Elijah. It's happened again this time around. There's still the remaining part of the exams. Do you have any idea as to how the paper was leaked in? What are you going to be doing to avoid any papers leaked? Is there any special arrangements that can be made, or are you just expecting that protocol be followed, and if protocol is followed, there shouldn't be a problem?
Yeah, the challenge with this situation is that, you know, you rely on people, and I think I said this last time, you rely on people that are in the system, and you trust that they will be trustworthy as well. And you cannot manage examinations without the involvement of people. And clearly we have people here who don't take this matter seriously. But at the end of the day, they pay, because the fact that we're able to establish it means that someone else was honest in their job. An invigilator refused to allow this type of incident to go on without their intervention and without them reporting, because they felt that if there was a breach, it needed to be reported. And that has taken place, and right now we're taking action. And as happened last year, chances are that people are going to rewrite the paper. Although they were excited thinking that they've passed, they're going to face another paper which they might not even pass, which means their future will be delayed and their plans are going to be deferred.
Is this the only incident that you are aware of? Is the exams continuing without incidents in other areas?
Yes, we haven't received any reports that are similar to this one. This is the only one that we are investigating. Otherwise, it's just those minor irregularities of late starts due to protest section or late delivery of papers. But otherwise, things are going well.
Okay, we'll continue chatting to you over the next few days to pick up on developments. Elijah, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Much appreciated.
Bye. That was Elijah Mashlanga speaking to us about developments in terms of the maths paper leaked. I tell you what, those that get caught in this, you know, in the end it always comes back to bite them. And therefore, we urge our learners to do the honorable thing, study hard. There's no shortcuts in life. There's no shortcuts in life. It's now 4 minutes to 6 Central African time.